trust and the faith that we can have because God will take care of us. And that's really critical to understand if we're to take seriously the mission that we're on. You see, the church are a group of people who are driven, we said, by the mission of Christ. We are on a mission from God. So what in the world is that mission? All kinds of ways we could say it. For me, just shorthand, because I have to say it all the time, because I pray it all the time, is that little phrase that we do in the Lord's Prayer, where the mission of God is to bring heaven to earth. How do we say it? Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is on heaven. Right there, whenever we pray that prayer, we're saying, we're speaking our mission, that by the Holy Spirit, we are bringing heaven down to earth and running things the way that God wants to do. If you want to look more onto that, you can look at the whole book of Philippians. Because Philippians is an interesting book, because Philippi was a Roman colony. It was like a little Rome, right there in the midst of a foreign people. And they lived as this colony of Rome, just like things happen in Rome. We, as the church, are a colony of heaven. And we bring heaven, God's rule, God's grace, God's goodness, God's truth to earth. And the other thing about the church being on mission, Cam told us a quote that he's kind of got in his heart at staff meeting about the church. And he said, you know, when I think about the church, I think it's a beacon of light, beauty, music, joy and contentment. Isn't that great? It's C.S. Lewis, right? Is that who you're trying to remember? Lord of the Rings. You know? And that's what it is. You know, because Lord of the Rings is this whole metaphor, right? And that's it, the people of God. And that's who we are. We're to be the light of the world. To see the beauty of God. To experience the joy of God. To sing the songs because they glorify God. The other thing about the mission, of course, and what we normally think of right away, is the Great Commandment. Being obedient to the Great Commandment. Therefore, go make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you, and surely I'll be with you to the very end of the age. To make disciples, to go out and to bring people into the family. But you know, how we do that is so, so critical. Maybe some of you saw about this report that's been kind of going around the email circle about Sean, who is an Anglican priest, and Patrick, who is a Roman Catholic priest. And they were putting up a sign together, cooperating together. They kind of had churches that were close together, and they put this sign up. And the sign that they put up said this: the end is near. Turn yourself around before it's too late. A guy goes driving by and he sees these obviously religious Christian people putting up the sign, and he rolls down his window and he says, "Why don't you religious fanatics just leave us alone? We don't want you interfering with our life. Why don't you just leave us alone and quit preaching to everybody?" And he drives off kind of at a speed because he's kind of ticked off. And he goes around the corner and we hear this screech of brakes and this incredible splash. And Sean says, "Man, that's the third one this morning." And Pastor said, "Yeah, maybe we should change the sign. Maybe we should just put a sign up that says, 'Bridge out.' It'll come to you as you go." It's kind of an old story, right? But it's important for us to remember, because how we bring this message about coming to Christ, about needing to turn our lives around, about the reality is that we're separated from God and only Jesus can put us back in together. The way in which we do this Great Commission, the way in which you go and draw people in, needs to be that cruciform shape. That life of self-sacrifice and grace and love and forgiveness. And as that is lived out in our life, then the Great Commission, this mission that we're on, becomes something that is much more manageable. These guys wrote that song on one of my favorite expressions of what the mission is. It's the words of Jesus. Quoting Isaiah, the scroll from the prophet Isaiah is handed to him. And unrolling it, he found the place where it's written: "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. Good news to those who are poor in spirit. Good news to those who are poor in health. Good news to those who are poor in relationship. Good news to those who are poor in heart. Because Christ wants to come and to meet those needs. He sent me to proclaim freedom from the prisoners. People who are imprisoned by their fears. People who are imprisoned by their addictions. People who are imprisoned by their circumstances. It's our mission, it's our privilege, it's our joy to go to those folks and to carry out this ministry of giving freedom for those who are entrapped and recovery of sight for the blind, for those who can't see that there's hope, for those that can't see that there's love, for those that can't see that there's grace, for those that cannot see that there's the glory of God. We have this incredible mission where we get to go and help them have their eyes opened by the power of the Spirit so they can see this glory of God who loves them so much. And to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. That's the year of Jubilee. It's such a fantastic year that really there's no record historically of Israel actually keeping it. It was the year when the land was returned in good shape to the original owners. It was the year where if somebody had sold themselves into slavery to somebody else, then those slaves had to be set free if they were Jew. That's the year of God's favor. The year when everything is made right again. The year when people are set free. The year is just a full time of absolute celebration before God. It is the mission of the church to proclaim and to work hard in the power of the Spirit to bring about the year of Jubilee. And there's all kinds of ways that we do that. We do that personally. We do that with our neighbors. We do that in our relationships. And we also do it with our finances. It's part of the mission. It's so that the mission can go forward. So right now I'm going to pray, and then we're going to take up an offering during this next song, okay? Father, we're just so thankful for this mission. And sometimes this whole thing about making disciples and bringing heaven to earth, and it gets kind of scary to us. And that's why it's critical we remember that we are Spirit-filled. And it's you that does the work through us in your grace. And one of the ways that this happens is that we give, and we give sacrificially. And we give in faith that it's going to make a difference, that it's going to be used well, that lives are going to be touched and lives are going to be changed. And we give in part so that your mission of bringing back to you every person and all of creation will be fulfilled. And so we give now with joy through Christ. Amen.